visit.
Václav Havel is known as the first president of the Czech Republic, an anti-communist dissident and a playwright. A new exhibition, which opened in Prague on Tuesday, presents Mr. Havel in yet another role, an inspiration for poets from the unofficial Czech culture of the 1970s and 80s. Entitled We Had Underground, Now We Have F-All, the exhibition features texts by underground Czech poets about Václav Havel. A bottle of beer and a rohlík, a kind of Czech bread roll, was what the audience was treated to at the launch of an exhibition about Václav Havel in the poetry of Czech underground authors. Organized by the Václav Havel Library, the show at Galerie Montmartre in Prague's Old Town is an homage to the man who spent more than 5 years in prison for standing up for Czechoslovakia's unofficial culture. Martin C. Putna is the library's program director and the curator of the exhibition.
This is rather strange exhibition, because this is exhibition of texts, exhibition of poetry, a poetry of poets of the Czech underground of 70s and 80s, where Václav Havel appears as a central personality, so not as a historical personality, but as one of the circle of the friends, and perhaps as a mythical hero whose suffering is of central symbolic meaning for the whole Czech community and Czech nation.
The exhibition features texts by five poets: Ivan Martin Jiroz, the manager of the band The Plastic People of the Universe, Vratislav Brabenec, the band saxophone player, singer-songwriter Jaroslav Hudka, Catholic poet Fanda Pánek, and the thinker and writer Egon Bondy. One of Bondy's poems provided the title for the exhibit, Měli jsme underground a máme prd, or We Had Underground and Now We Have F-All. Written in 1982, when Václav Havel had been in prison for 3 years, the poem is a lament on the times that followed a large-scale trial of dissidents in 1979. Martin C. Putna explains that in these poems, Václav Havel stands out in a different role than the one that made him famous after the fall of communism.
Well, I think that the image of Václav Havel that appears today in media is an image of an international personality, of a politician, statesman, etc. But this is not whole truth. Besides, there was and there still is Havel as a man with very original lifestyle, man of immense personal audacity, and man who had the ability to connect people from different cultural circles. Když je dnes člověku 20, chce se mu hnusem zvracet, ale těm, co je...
What is known as the Czech underground formed in the late 1960s after the Soviet-led occupation of the country. Perhaps the best-known representative of the movement was the band The Plastic People of the Universe. They often put Egon Bondy's poems to music and were managed by Ivan Martin Jiroz. The letter says he does not particularly enjoy these kinds of events.
No, tak jenom básnička, celý mě to vždycky připadá jako sjezd abiturientů.
These are just poems. These events remind me of school reunions. But I suppose that it makes some sense that things like this are happening.
Je to možná dobře, se to dělá.
Václav Havel and Ivan Martin Jiroz first met in 1976, just months before the communist authorities launched a campaign against the Plastic People, which ended in prison sentences for the musicians and their manager. Havel, who was aware of the importance of independent cultural scene and the dangers it posed for the regime, decided to stand up for them. In January 1977, the manifesto Charter 77 was published, calling on the communist authorities to respect human rights. Martin Putna says that this was one of the periods frequently reflected in poetry.
I would say that the central meaning is meaning of the symbolical hero, symbolical martyr, we can say. Because there are 3 years when the poems appear at most. Year 77, which is the year founding of Chart 77. Then year 79, which is the year of the big process against Wons, an organization for prosecuted people, when Havel was in prison for 4 years, and then year 83, which was the year of his relief from prison. So these 3 moments meant inspiration for the poets of the time.
Underground authors did not have the slightest chance of being published in their own country at the time. Some works by Egon Bondi, for instance, were brought out abroad by exiled Czech publishers. However, most of them were restricted to a small group of readers, usually the author's friends. These were the golden years of Czech samizdat.
Samizdat is a term of Russian origin, meaning samostoyatelnoe izdatelstvo, something like self-publishing house. The method of publishing was simply typing. So the books were typed and then given from hand to hand to another person. And of course, all this was clandestine activity, and there were rather many examples of people who were prosecuted only for writing and distributing this samizdat, this sort of books.
Last year, the Czech Republic marked the anniversaries of a number of significant events in the nation's modern history, from the establishment of independent Czechoslovakia in 1918 to the Soviet-led occupation of the country 50 years later. This year, Czechs will celebrate 20 years since the fall of communism in November 1989, in what is known as the Velvet Revolution. The exhibition on Václav Havel in underground poetry is the first in what will be a long series of events to mark that anniversary.
Year 09 is starting, and this is the year of the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, and it is pretty sure right now in January that the year will be full of actions, exhibitions, books, reviews, etc., reflecting the period of the Velvet Revolution and the month before the revolution. And we tried to start it. We tried to be the first, and apparently we are.
Marcin C. Putna from Václav Havel's library, ending that report.